Art is how I have expressed myself for as long as I can remember. I was not born into a family of artists. As a child, I filled notebooks with drawings, trying to represent my family, my toys, and my world. As soon as I learned to read and write, I wrote and illustrated simple tales using my own handmade books. Initially, my creativity was an innate impulse born within me, and inspiration from other authors/artists came much later. Thus, my work is full of stages, just as my life has had stages. For me, inspiration is not a ceremony or a premeditated act, but accidents caused by the everyday. Through the quotidian, I find the impulse to create. In 2007, I created a character that accompanies me to this day. At first glance, she resembles an illustration from a children's book, especially given its shades of pastel and flatness of the form. But my art is a game of simulation. If you look closely, you will always find a splinter, an uncanny detail out of tune. It is a foreboding shadow that crosses the garden. In my work, I'm obsessed with capturing the flight of innocence just before hitting the ground. That instant in which the world ceases to be a children's game and transforms into adult truth. This character is my mirror and my refuge. I have poured my fears into her so that I may face them and release my anxiety through my work. In the drawings, you can see how child and dog become shadow and body, reflecting the complex and beautiful relationship that artists have with their craft.